Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subress
Radio. So my next guest up on the show, he's been setting high standards with his music. He's quickly established himself as an artist with a distinct voice and a look that has spearheaded his rise in the industry. His newest track is called High in Nakhra, and you know what, it's just literally been out for a week now, and it's just absolutely creating a storm. It's an absolute banger, and it's only right we got him up on the show. Give it up and show some love for Subeg Singh. Subeg.
Yes, my brother, how are you?
Oh, well, good, man. It's all good. Always, always happy and always a pleasure when we got you up on the show, man. We're loving the new song, Subeg, man. We're loving it.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Glad to hear it.
But do you know what? I mean, you know, I really, you know, I've said this to you before. I really don't know how you find the time with all your multiple occupations that you have, Zubeg. You know, you must be a very, very what's the word I'm looking for? Disciplined individual, man. With your MMA fighting, your medical doctor work, and of course the music, and who knows what else? I don't know what else other skill you've picked up in the meantime.
I've had an interesting life up until now. You know, I've done you know, a fair few things, and tried a few things, different things. So yeah, you know, life, you get the one life. You have to make the best of your one life and do the best that you can and do as much as you can, I believe.
Absolutely, man. But you know what, let's talk about just for a moment, let's reflect on your musical journey. You know, your debut track, what, it's what, 5 years ago? Tere Jhoothe Neelare, was it about 5 years ago?
2016.
Absolutely, man. You know, I mean, from Tere Jhoothe Neelare, you know, which was your debut track, to now this new one, High in Nakhra. You know, I mean, how do you think the journey's been, man? Did you think you'd be where you are right now? Where, you know, when you kicked off this musical career?
Well, I mean, when I started singing and you know, I kind of went pro in the singing game and just went for it. You know, I definitely had high hopes for myself. I was definitely ambitious. You know, there's been a complete change in my sound, in my look, you know, the kind of songs that I've been releasing and stuff like that. And you know, I wanted to do a certain kind of music. You know, I'm into all kinds of music, but you know, deep down, I love traditional music. You know, traditional Indian music, traditional Punjabi music, folk, and that's what I wanted to do. You know, came onto the scene. And, you know, saw that, yes, there is a market for it, there is an appetite for it, but, you know, people want to hear different things. You know, youth, you know, if you want to make it in this music game, you need to attract the youth, you need to have youngsters on your side, and youngsters are listening to different stuff. So, you know, for that reason, I've changed, I've experimented, I've tried different things, different types of songs, sad songs, funny songs, you know, English songs, you know, and all different, you know, stuff I've kind of bashed out. So I didn't necessarily expect I'd be singing or making the kind of tunes that I am making right now. I definitely you know, had drive and ambition from the start to give it a good bash.
Absolutely. And this industry is not an easy one. Do you know what I mean? You know, there's a lot of challenges. There's a lot of pitfalls. Yeah. And, you know, you hear all kinds of horror stories, you know, within this industry. You know, as an artist, you know, I mean, what have you faced, you know, in this game? You know, that's kind of opened your eyes a little bit.
It's not a very nice game, is it? It's not a very nice industry, really, is it, to be quite honest? I mean, you know, who has a good thing to say about the industry itself? You know, not many people. Everybody, like you rightly said, has faced challenges. You know, you won't come across an artist, even a top artist, even a highly successful artist, that doesn't felt discriminated against or hard done by in some way, or felt like, you know, there's been a glass ceiling here or a glass ceiling there, or been iced out of this, or you know, or pushed out of that. You know, so everybody's got a story. And you know, it's every man for himself. You know, people are divided into camps. Nobody supports anybody else, and everybody's you know, in it for themselves. I realised that quickly, you know, very early on. So I don't let that bother me or deter me. You know, if that's what it is, and then that's how it is. You know, you know, and you know, like you said, you know, when times get tough, you know, the tough get going. You know, I'm not a mug, and you know, if that's the environment I'm in, then I'll play the game and adjust myself. That's what I've done.
Of course, man. And you know what? One of the things I think is a big, which hasn't kind of rocked you, I guess, in some ways, is the fact that you know, I see you just keeping your head down, grinding, and you know, you are just knocking out those tracks, you know, just with just abundance, man. And with each and every release, you know, and I've said it before in the past, you know, you never know what you're gonna get with you, all right? Because you with every release is an absolute surprise. No two tracks are the same. Your versatility is just your versatility game is so strong, bro. You know, I mean, do you kind of surprise yourself sometimes and think, oh my god, you know, I'm gonna tackle this style, this genre, and I'm gonna do it, and you know, I mean, you know, what goes through your mind when you're tackling certain songs, which maybe take you out of your comfort zone?
Yeah, to be honest with you, it's just a case of let's try this, let's try that, let's give this a bash, let's give that a bash. You know, nowadays, you know, most artists are not making you know, much money from sales and stuff like that.
Yeah.
In the UK, live bookings and stuff like that have kind of have dried up. You know, so I'm lucky in the sense that I've not had to see the change. I'm not from the generation where people were literally stacking up banknotes. And, you know, I speak to those artists and they're all unhappy and depressed and deflated by, you know, what they had and what they enjoyed to how it is now. The same people who were stacking up banknotes, doing world tours, you know, are now, you know, sat there twiddling their thumbs, you know, waiting for £50 to come in from iTunes.
Yeah.
You know, and so luckily I've not seen how it was when it was good. So I don't know any different, you know, so for me, it's just a case of having fun.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You know, it's a case of having fun, enjoying my craft, enjoying the artistic side, being creative, and all that kind of stuff. I think when you know, if big bucks start coming in and big fame and big money starts coming in and stuff like that, in a sense, you kind of you're pigeonholed to a certain brand, and then you have to stick to that. You know, where I'm not really, I don't necessarily have a particular brand. Or a particular type of image that I feel I have to stick to, you know, otherwise, you know, the sales are going to stop, or this is going to stop, or that's going to stop. I've got my own record label, so I've got nobody telling me, you know, how to dress or how to behave, or, you know, we want you to be like this, or we want you to be more street, or we want you to be more gangster, or we want you to be more this or that. You know, so I literally just do whatever comes into my head, and I literally just do whatever I want, which is a nice place to be.
No, of course, man. And, you know, you said, you know, you are just having fun with it, because I think, you know, if as an artist, if you did start getting hung up on what this person's doing or that person's doing, or this person said that, or I got this comment on my social media, and, you know, yes, it can affect you, and it can affect you as an artist, and then it's a knock-on effect, it's a domino effect, isn't it? And then that could then start, you know, then that will impact your music, you know, when you walk into the studio to start recording, you know, it can, you know, so I guess you've got to have, you've got to be able to have that thick skin.
100%. I mean, thick skin is just essential. I think having a thick skin is essential for life generally. You know, whatever industry, whatever game you're in, but in the entertainment industry where you're putting yourself out there, you know, it's you are going to be criticized. I honestly welcome it. You know, I welcome the haters, and I welcome the bad comments and nasty, and I welcome the competition. In fact, I relish in the competition. And when it comes to negative comments, that is a form of feedback.
Yeah.
It's very important to get feedback, positive or negative. You know, otherwise you can become a bit delusional and a bit out of touch and stuff like that. It doesn't mean you have to accept everybody's opinion.
Yeah.
But I think it's definitely worthwhile hearing everyone's opinion and mulling it over and then having a think about it and then deciding whether you're going to apply that to your life or not. You know, it's healthy.
Of course, man. And, you know, Zabek, as I said, you know, you just tackle a whole multitude of styles and genres, man. You know, what excites you about projects? You know, because I'm sure, you know, many projects come your way and, you know, from, you know, what is it the lyrics that kind of excites you first? Is it the music that comes first? And that's what kind of, you know, gets, you know, the goose pimples on your arms. You know, what is it that kind of excites you about project? And you think, yeah, do you know what? Yeah, I want to get my teeth into this.
I love the whole thing. Yeah, I love every step because you know, it's like manufacturing a car or manufacturing anything. You know, you start off and it's like a staged process. So the first thing, you know, you're starting with the lyrics. It's a track. You know, first things first. You know, what are the lyrics like? What's the tune like? What's the composition like? You know, then taking that into, you know, messing around with it, singing it in the bathroom. You know, recording it on your phone and seeing how that sounds and putting it over some beat that YouTube. Then taking it to a music producer, turning it into a track, and then you've got a mastered audio, and then you think, right, now, you know, and then you take that to another level by shooting a video for it, you know, a video which suits, you know, and then you finally, you know, you've got the release campaign. It's literally like a manufacturing process, yeah, of a product. Yeah. So every stage, you know, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. You know, so at any point in that manufacturing chain, your product can fall down. Yeah. You know, whether that's at the audio stage, whether that's at the singing stage, whether that's at the lyric selection stage, whether that's the video stage, whether that's at the promotion stage. You know, so I love that journey and that process of taking that product from A to Z, and doing something, you know, slightly different each time. You know, so you know, I get butterflies as soon as I start a new project. And yeah, every step is essential in that process.
Of course. And you know what? This product is no different. So let's get into it, man. The new one, High End Nakhra, man. It is, how can I describe this, man? It is just a sexy, slow jam, Zabek.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. You know, I mean, I mean, you know, we've got Happy Singh on the lyrics. We've got, you know, the amazing Sundar Rutan on the production, man. You know, talk to me about the conception of this tune.
Yeah, I mean, I've done a few songs with Happy Singh, and very, very talented guy, born and bred in India, so natural lyricist, natural composer, you know, he a true artist, you know. I'm more of a, you know, a performer, you know, I like something, you know, made for me, you know, so, you know, I approached him as I do, and I said, look, you know, I want this type of a track, I want this type of a vibe, you know, I want that exactly how you described it, I want that sexy, slow R&B type, you know, modern R&B, you know, feel to a track. And, you know, he sent me a couple, tried one or two, wasn't feeling them, heard this, connected to it straight away, and I said, yeah, this is what I want. You know, then we kind of, you know, I'll go through the lyrics and I'll see if I have to feel every sentence, every lyric, yeah. You know, if there's something which is not reflective of me or it doesn't resonate with me, then I'll mention it and say, can we just tweak this or change that, or I'm not feeling this bit or I'm not feeling that bit. You know, until you know, I'm happy with the lyrics, and then so I had the lyrics, sat on them for about a year, and then I approached Surinder, done a couple of tracks with Surinder already, yeah. Told him exactly what I wanted, you know, what kind of vibe I wanted, got the vibe made. You know, me and Surinder, we gel really well. We kind of just connect. We just get each other, and it's really nice when you have that kind of relationship with the people that you work with, you know, whether that's lyricists or producers. So, you know, we just bounce off each other, you know. And this all happened during COVID, during lockdown. And when the song was made, we were just like, yeah, this is just, you know, a fat track. You know, we were both like, yeah, this is just banging, you know. So, you know, we were loving it straight away. Like, this is, you know, we know we've got something special here. And then we waited for ages, you know, before we shot the video. We only shot the video this January,
because
I'd had so much material. So obviously, once you've got the audio, the video is going to be, you know, dictated by sound and the vibe. So you know, the video has to match the audio as far as possible. So Drop Monster, they've worked with, you know, with me before. I've got a good team around me now. You know, we all get each other, we all understand each other. We kind of know what our tastes are and what we want and what we're looking for. It makes the process so much more slick and smooth.
Absolutely, man. That, you know, and the video absolutely complements the track. You know, it's in the same vibe. Listeners, fans, you're gonna, you know, I'm sure you've checked the video out already, but you know, Zabek, just like looking sexy, cool, man, in his silk, in his silk pajamas by the swimming pool. You know, love it, man. Absolutely love it.
It's funny. You know, it's funny. Honestly, you know, shooting a music video is such a laugh. It's just jokes. You know, you're just there, you know, and you're kind of like fulfilling, you know, your fantasies and
of
that.
Course.
I mean, if people could see what I really look like when I chill at home and that, I think they'd be horrified. that really would not get many real views on it on YouTube. I'll tell you that. It's just a joke. It's good laugh.
Of course, but wait, listen, the track is out. You know. Obviously, you must be really pleased. You know, the feedback has been absolutely, you know, amazing. You know, as it has been. You know, with all of your tracks, and you know, I had to reach out, and I was like, you know what, man. Yeah, man, we need to get Zubeg up on the show, man. You know, we need to talk about it because, you know, new for 2022. And man, absolutely smashed it with this. I mean, I know, like I said, you know, you are just a workhorse, man. You know, you just are a grinder. I know that, you know, there is a stack of projects ready to go, you know, for the rest of the year. I mean, can you give us a bit of an insight, Zubeg, man? What's yet to come?
Yeah, I've got some tricks up my sleeve. I've got stuff which you just will not expect at all.
Yeah.
And I love it. I think it's fantastic. You know, I don't release anything unless I think it's really good.
Yeah.
Whether you know, you'll have to let me know whether you think it's good or not. Hopefully, you will like it, but. You know, can't please everyone all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely going to throw some curveballs, which people will not expect. 100%.
Well, Zubeg, as I said right at the beginning, always excited when you drop something because it is always out the box. It's something, you know, new. It's always fresh. It's innovative. So keep doing your thing, bro. And, you know, love and support, you know, as always, you know, from myself, from Sabras Radio, man, 100%.
Thank you, my bro. Yeah, it's always great to talk to you. And, thanks so much. I can't wait to show you what other stuff I've got planned.
Without a doubt. And, bro, listen, thank you once again for joining me tonight. And it's only right, Zubeg, before you go, you introduce the new one.
All right, guys, this is my new track, High End Naka. Take it away.
Let's go.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabras Radio.